Federal investigators are looking into a scam targeting vendors on the GSA schedule. The bad actors are spoofing federal employee emails to buy toner cartridges with stolen credit cards. Now, they've been doing it for about 18 months. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller joins us now with details. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom and Emily.
All right, what is going on, Jason?
Well, this is a fascinating story that came about because GSA actually sent an email to Schedule 70 and 75 vendors. Now, these are the vendors that provide Schedule 70, the IT schedule. I think a lot of people know that. But Schedule 75 is the office supplies schedule. And what basically GSA said is since July 2012, the FBI, the Environmental Protection Agency, and GSA's own inspectors general have been investigating a series of fraudulent attempts to place online orders to schedule vendors in these two categories who are posing as federal contracting officials. So they're using email addresses that, for instance, if someone from EPA and it's jason.miller@epa.gov, that's what the vendor sees and goes, oh, I know Jason. I work with Jason all the time. But when they return that email, it goes to somebody else's email account. And then when they get the toner cartridge order, this is specifically looking at HP toner cartridges, they're using stolen credit cards to buy it. And then what's fascinating, what makes this even more fascinating, is that then they're using, the bad actors are using a third party to basically launder the toner cartridges. In the GSA memo, which we have most of it up on federalnewsradio.com, what they're doing is they're inviting basically a nationwide network of repackagers. Now, these are people who don't really know what's going on, but they're doing the work from home. You see that on TV. You hear it on the radio. You know, earn money from working at home, who are then getting the toner cartridges, repackaging them, and then remailing them out. So it's almost like they're adding that layer to launder them. And so far, it's cost these GSA vendors about $1.5 million over the last 18 months. And the FBI and GSA and EPA's IG say that number is only growing.
So I guess it's easy to find out what a email address is of anybody in the government. And so that's not too difficult. And setting up the phishing scheme then is not too hard. So what can vendors do to protect themselves from being scammed?
Right. I mean, this is a serious thing. So there's several things that can be done. So first of all, I have to definitely give credit to Scott Orbach. He's the president of EasyGSA. He's the one who first really alerted us about this scam and the fact that GSA sent this email out. And he offers several warning signs that one vendor should be aware of. Number one, if you get a customer who's never purchased from you before, kind of out of the blue, it's an email from someone at EPA or Fish and Wildlife Service or Commerce Department, Census Bureau, that you're going, I do work with those organizations, but I really don't know that person. So that should be a warning sign. If the shipment goes to a new or an unusual address, that should be a warning sign. If they're buying unusual large quantities, so for instance, if National Institutes of Health, which is one of the agencies that have been targeted, usually buys 10 toner cartridges and all of a sudden they buy 100, that should be something else. That should be a warning sign. And if the credit cards are declined, I mean, this is the U.S. government. They don't have credit cards which are declined. That may also be another warning sign. Now, interestingly, the FBI itself and GSA's IG and EPA's IG are also asking vendors to actually, when they receive an order, take the extra time to go to the street map view of the Google Maps and see where they're shipping to. Are they shipping to a residential area or a house or an apartment, or are they shipping to a business? And if they are shipping to a residential area, that's likely to be fraudulent. And I thought that was fascinating to say, hey, take the extra few minutes and do the search on a mapping tool like Google Maps.
Are they saying why the printer toner is so valuable? I mean, what's going on there?
Have you ever bought an HP cartridge?
Well, I think that's the issue. I mean, they're easily moved around. They're expensive. You know, if you're not buying a $30 printer cartridge, you're buying a $120, $150 printer cartridge. So if you think about it, Emily or Tom, if I'm have an HP printer, which I do at my home, and I want to go buy a new cartridge, and I go to Staples or Office Depot, and it's $150, and I go to eBay and say it's $80, oh, it's $80. I'm saving almost half. I'll just do it through that.
And a new printer is $60.
Exactly. There's almost like a market for this, retail toner cartridges, and they're not really traceable. It's not like a laptop computer that has maybe a serial number. Or maybe if it's stolen, there may be some kind of security built in. And I think that it's quick cash and easy to get done.
And Jason, you say now that the officials suspect this might be spreading to laptop computers.
Exactly. Now, they're not sure that's the same perpetrators, but they do see similarities. And now there is some concern that these bad actors are saying, okay, well, if we got success with HP toner cartridges, what can we do with laptops? So it's something to be on the lookout for, and I think that's one of the warning signs that if you do get a laptop purchase or something that's out of the ordinary, they should be aware of this. Now, I did catch up with one vendor who did receive this notice, Rick Vogel, who's a government sales manager for Coast to Coast Computer Products in California. And let me be clear, I called Rick after I got this email. Rick was not my source for the email. I just want to clear Rick so he doesn't get in trouble from GSA by providing this to us. But he says, listen, we verify every order we get from a government user. So if the order is coming through GSA Advantage, it's also pre-verified. So they feel comfortable that way. He said also, listen, if you're getting a laptop order through the GSA schedule, that does not happen very often. So that should also be a warning sign. He goes, many times laptops are done in an enterprise buy approach where you're buying 1,000 or 1,500 because you're replacing, do a tech refresh across the whole agency. So he says, listen, that's another thing we would do. So if we start getting a bunch of credit card orders for laptops, that's something else that they would question. So I think that's actually really good advice for other vendors.
And Jason, just briefly, this is an ongoing investigation, but what is the biggest question that right now is still unanswered?
I think the biggest question that's out there is two. The first one is, why did FBI, GSA, IGs take 18 months to tell vendors this is happening? I mean, $1.5 million doesn't sound like a ton of money, but hey, if you're a victim of this scam, any money that you've lost is a ton of money to you. I think the other thing is this spear phishing attack, and that's what it is, a spear phishing attack, is this the beginnings of a pattern that we're going to see because so much government information is out there?
All right. Interesting story. Jason Miller is Federal News Radio's executive editor. Thanks for that update.
Always a pleasure.